Welcome. I'm Marianne Johnson, author of Becoming a Present Parent, Connecting with Your Children in 5 Minutes or Less. I'm the owner and writer at MarianneJohnsonCoach.com. Today's article is titled, That's How Dad or Mom Did It, and That's How I Do It Too. This season, I've been thinking back to Christmases past and the traditions my parents passed on to me. Frankly, my parents were masters at making the holiday fantastic, and I'm in awe of their ability to make something special out of so little. When I was 8, there were 4 of us kids and 5 more to come. But I recall Christmas as being an abundant time. I suspect that for most of those years, the gifts weren't big or elaborate. I recall very few gifts that I received over the years. Those that were memorable were because they came with sacrifice, but that telling is for another day. The things I remember well were the traditions. From my first Christmas until the last one I spent at home, there were some things you could depend on, no matter how tight the budget. Oranges. There was always a case of oranges. Fruit was scarce in my home. It was pricey, and other than apples, we didn't have a lot. So a case of oranges was like a case of gold, and this is one reason I eat oranges in the strange way that I do. My husband always teases me about it. You peel the orange, then you chew all the white coating off the peel. I know, gross. Then you eat the sections one at a time by nibbling them. But even a case of oranges doesn't add up to many for each person when you have a big family. Nuts. There were always nuts, huge bowls of nuts. Nuts were inexpensive back in the day. There would be a bowl of walnuts and another bowl of mixed nuts. I recall my frustration in trying to crack them. The walnuts were the easiest to manage, but they weren't my favorite. I loved the Brazil nuts, and they were the hardest to crack. I got better at it as I aged. I still love Brazil nuts. Pomegranates. These were harder to come by, but I think most years my parents managed it. There might be one in your sock, but some years there would be a whole bowl full. We learned to love them in our short stint in Red Bluff, California. Our neighbor had a tree and it hung over our fence. She would let us pick a few. We loved her and her pomegranates. I was in my 60s before I learned how to peel them, so it wasn't such a pain. But pain or not, I loved pomegranates. You could find these same items on my counter every Christmas for the last 50 Christmases. Traditions matter. The good ones and the bad, and every family has both. We need to pay attention to what we're passing down to our kids because, like it or not, they will most likely pass it down to theirs. I'm currently reading and implementing the book, A Complaint-Free World, the 21-day challenge that will change your life. In it, Will Bowen said, I can remember my dad in the kitchen. Whenever he cooked, he took a dish towel and draped it over his left shoulder. He called it his left shoulder cooking towel. Today, whenever I am in the kitchen, you will always find me with my own left shoulder cooking towel. And it's never on the right shoulder, always the left. That's how Dad did it, and that's how I do it. Perhaps my dad had seen his father do this and was following after him. Who knows? All I know is that I picked it up from him. He never sought to instill this idiosyncrasy in me, but his behavior did so. And I know that, whether I intend to or not, I'm passing along things to my daughter all the time. How we are and how we respond can become traditions and habits for our children. We want to pass on what will be remembered with fondness and what will improve our children's lives. Beginning of a new year, and that's now, is a good time to check in on our way of being and determine if there's one thing we may want to change before it becomes a tradition or a habit for our kids. Remember, only work on one thing at a time. You can find 4 steps to making permanent changes in your way of being that will be super helpful for you if you just go to MarianneJohnsonCoach.com. And look at today's article. It'll be at the very bottom. I appreciate you joining me today. I know from my own experience that what I've shared with you today is really going to matter to you and your family as the years go by. So I hope you'll take some time to think about how you are and how you behave with your kids, how you respond when things are tough, and what things you might be teaching them that will become traditions in their lives. Thanks again for spending some time with me today.